No, fuck you. How dare you not watch that yet? Come on. At least watch three. Talk about how they ate two, you bastard.
Just made my game so much better.
I actually got back.
Sometimes there was a green.
I actually got back into World of Tanks again.
Oh, and did you drop about $50?
No, I didn't. I'm actually playing right now. No gold, no nothing. Just rocking DJ style. Yeah.
No, that's good. How is that game? I'm sure there's a shit ton more tanks. I know they added like a mercenary line.
It's fun.
Rather than crap.
It's still fun. Yeah.
It's still fun?
It's still fun.
That's good.
Yep. Yeah, they got a bunch of new fucking tanks, new tier 10s, new fucking lines, new fucking everything. Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
I did have a lot of fun playing that game. Because how slow the gameplay is when you actually get to do something cool. You're like, that is fucking... I just made that stuff that much more fun and more awesome. I got a double kill with an arty. You're like, oh my god. Because, you know, 15 rounds before then you hit nothing.
Yeah, it's like fucking hitting bingo.
Or like you're hitting the side into that fucking tier 10 and like not doing any damage, and all of a sudden you fucking crack him in the good spot and he goes poof and you're like,
my favorite thing on the face of the planet is one-shotting people that aren't expecting to get one-shotted.
Yep. Fucking ammo rack, bitch. Yep.
I remember I've gotten multiple hate messages from running that tier 10 Jap heavy. Because
Is it the Godzilla tank?
No, the tier 10. The fucking V5 or whatever the fuck that thing is.
Is it the medium or the heavy, dude? Yeah, isn't that the Godzilla? That's the Godzilla.
No. Oh. This is the Type 5 heavy. This is the thing that makes the mouse look small. Yeah.
Right. I thought I was calling it the Godzilla. Anyway.
So, that's the tank I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, that's the tier 6. I still remember my tanks a little
bit.
Which also still hit like a bitch if you put the right rounds in it. Anyway.
So I'm running the fucking Type 5, and I ammo racked a French heavy, a French medium, and a mouse.
Ooh, fucking ammo racked a fucking mouse.
Well, holy shit. So that fucking tank has got two different fucking ammo modes, man. One is super high explosive, and the other one's fucking AP, and... Yeah, you just pick the right round for the right tank, and...
Yep.
But yeah, the fucking mouse round, I was leaning my entire tank off the edge of a fucking cliff and just riding through his fucking hatch hole on the top of the tank. Just skadoosh. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, it's still a fun game. I like playing it. Fucking...
Yeah, those moments are always fucking so fun.
Fucking grim and... All the peoples, they're over playing fucking Destiny 2's fucking latest add-on. Yeah.
Still?
Although there's a new add-on. Jesus. There's another new add-on. There's like fucking seven of them now or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Division 2?
Oh, Division 2. Yeah, right, because that came... Didn't that have... Like, I was looking around the GameStop and stuff. That game fucking fell hard.
Yeah.
It's like $15.
They weren't playing it very long. Like, they played it long enough to grind, and then they stopped. So,
I mean, as fun as it is playing with those guys, they play, like, professionally almost, and they just grind out till they get to the max, do everything, and they go, well, that was fun, and stop playing. It's like there's no enjoyment. Or, I mean, they're enjoying it, I guess, but, you know. The whole point of the game is the time investment to get to that.
To me, it's not. To me, fucking playing like that, number one, I can't do it. Not with kids. I can't just sit in front of the TV from dawn until dusk doing just game. I can't. So, and when, you know, you're working as a team and one dude's fucking like 300 light levels above you, you're just the fucking little ball dragging the fuck along behind the big dick. Yeah. And it's not fun. It just, no.
It's not fun at all.
I quit trying to fucking compete with that shit. And I was like, yeah, come on over to tanks. Come over to my world. Then I'm fucking equal.
Yeah, I want to see how... I want to see you try that shit here. That go shit ahead. Ain't going to work here. There is no light level to jump in front of
my... Go ahead. You knock yourself out. I'll just be kicking back over here in my big dick tank.
Yeah. I still remember the back in the day before they instituted that the ranking system where you,
yeah, twos versus tens
could only be with certain tanks, where you could just bring, yeah, fucking twos versus tens, man. Oh my god, this is all I got. Well, this is what I got, bitch.
Yeah.
Better do. Well, I got a tier 10. Fucking pain. I got a tier 10. I got a tier 10. Like, yeah, I've got this tier 6. I've got a tier 10. Well, I've got this tier. I got a tier 10.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And then you. And then you'd load up all like, oh, we're all going to play threes or whatever. Okay, cool. And then he loads up his 10.
That was him and Nemo both running Artie. And the only thing they would ever shoot was nothing but premium rounds.
Oh, yeah. Just ridiculous. Well, Payne would put real money into the game to do that. He fucking spent, and he, like, every round he threw out of that tank, it was actual cash coming out of his wallet. Yep. That stunned me that he would do that. That someone would do that.
Yep. Especially on a fucking Artie like the 92.
And then, oh yeah, I mean, still, I mean, good Artie. It's not the best Artie, but it's a good one.
When you finally get a hold of something, it's good. But you're missing the other 80% of the matches.
Well, I mean, the 53-55 is infinitely better. But. Yeah, 53-55 is better. But I still liked my 92 because of when it hit.
Yep.
Fuck, did it hit. It hit things harder than the 55 could. It's just the 55 is better all-around tank. Or better all-around Artie than that because of all the different aspects of the tank. But, man, when you got that hit on that fucking 92, you're like, yeah, boy, you felt that shit, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. Fucking yeah, you did. That stuff. Then again, I didn't have like every artillery in the game like you fucking did. Oh, you see this tier 10 French? Yeah, I got this thing. Watch this thing. Well, poop, poop, poop. Yeah, you can't do that, can you? Fuck you, man.
I honestly think that was the main reason behind my spending habits on that game and moving forward with every other three-play game since.
Just to be like, I need more than you do. Oh, by the way, I have a tier. I have a rank. I think he's rank 2 now, but I have a 5-star Omega Red. Yeah, I've gotten extremely free to play aspects now of the game. In the, as I now call it's the Bryant Grant Monk attitude of MCOC, which is whatever I get is what I get, not to be irritated by if I get a bad pull, because technically there are no bad pulls, even if it's something that you've duplicated 6 times over, it still means I'm getting better, whatever. So I had that mentality, and I fucking thing rolls over, and I see Omega Red. I'm like, fuck!
That's nice, dude.
No way! But he's not a weak man, but
that's awesome, man. Fuck. I got my five-star Red, and I got him awakened.
Oh, so you are still playing a little bit. You're just
I log in every day to collect the daily rewards, and I play on Monday to collect Mutant ISO.
Oh, okay. Have you been playing the newest event quest?
Nope.
Fucking the story? Oh, just do it on beginner just to kind of run through it, just to hear the story. It's actually super cool. Like, it took a turn that I didn't think was going to happen, and I'm like, that is pretty badass. And Mr. Fant, the two new characters are actually pretty cool, too. Dr. Doom is not, I mean, he's kind of up to where he was supposed to be hyped-wise, but he's not, like, unbelievably ungodly powerful. He just can do some really cool shit, and it's very specific thing, but it's fucking cool. He can fuck you up if you're not, because the way the game is evolving, that they add certain things, like almost all his specials are unblockable, which is annoying unless you have certain debuffs on him. And yeah, and so Mr. Fantastic's the same way. If you're not careful, he'll fuck you.
I imagine that fucker by right should be able to hit you from clear across the fucking screen.
Like, his special 1 kind of can, but his special 2, if you don't time it right, just fucks your shit up. As well as Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom's specials are super hard to dodge. The special 1 is okay. It's like dodging the Iron Patriot beam, where it's at, like, there's a 3 hit, and you have to dex late rather than dex right when And his special 2 is, it looks badass as shit, and I just don't want to fuck with it. Every time it's popped up when I've been fighting him on, like, Master and Uncollected, I'm like, just hit me. Like, I fucked up and let you get to an SB2, so just hit me. If I die, I die, and then we'll figure it out from there. Fuck. I'm not gonna bother. But it's cool looking. Super cool looking.
Right on, man.
But yeah. Yeah, when it comes to MSOC, I've just been like, alright, whatever happens, happens. And I've gotten some good shit from it. And then War Dog is now basically taking your spot besides being all, you know, sassy.
Right on, that's cool.
He's been like, hey, this guy hasn't been online in a while. Has he told you anything? Nope. All right, yep. I'll kick him. Good. And we recently just went through a giant cleaning out. We have we booted like 12 people. And we're trying to restructure. We were down to one battle group. It's gotten bad.
Well, it was kind of fucking bad before I left. Yeah, gotcha.
It's gotten worse. Got a little worse.
So who's still actively playing then?
Some of the names that you remember still play. NR still plays. War Dog plays. I do. Kyle had to retire for a while. He got deployed. Which I was sad to see him go, but he got deployed. And Mad Monk is still there. Wife's still there. Some of the other officers are still there, kind of.
Did Monk or wife ever get promoted?
No. They also stopped complaining about not being promoted, too, so. Yeah. Kind of seeing the way of everything's going. We've gone to map 4 and map 3 on AQ for the first few days, and then switched to 3 and 2 for the last 2 days. Which has been interesting because, well, War Dog fucking, he finally completed Act 5 completely. I don't think he has 100% exploration on it, but he went.
Nice.
The whole chapter's done. Which nice. I haven't even done yet. I'm like, cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's rocking it. He's taking bosses more than I am now. He's Sweet. Doing it all the work. At some point, he's just going to leave. I'm just waiting for him to be like, well, this place is not up to where I'm at, like what's his face did a while back.
Fuck that guy.
But yeah, well, I mean, he did what was best for him, and he I think he's still where he's at now. I haven't even really looked, but I mean, I haven't been playing as much as I used to because I'm life's changing, so
it happens.
I still have an interest in the game, but life's changing, so I have less want or time to play it, and that time's kind of going other ways.
I love you.
I love you, Joe. Aww. What did you do? She ate some
food and her tummy got upset.
Did you? Oh, well, okay.
Yep.
It's okay. Yep. We all have bad tum-tum days. Yes, I'm an adult and I said tum-tum. Fucking deal with it. I mean, I guess adult is a, sliding scale, but I can drive and I can drink and sometimes at the same time. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hang on one sec.
Oh, no worries. So while we're waiting for that bald headed chicken fucker, let's bring us a word from our sponsor. It's fresh, it's clean, it's chicken cleaning butthole.
You're fucking weird.
This episode brought to you by random noises in a kitchen.
Brought to you by white guy breaking shit.
Yep. The letter W for white privilege.
Fuck. Privilege.
Oh, man. This episode brought to you by Geritol. Actually, by Metamucil, because I need to start taking
Metamucil. What the fuck?
I got told after I got my colonoscopy, they're like, you should be taking Metamucil, man. You got these problems. I'm like, oh, man. I'm also not supposed to be eating things with seeds. So,
you got to clean out your bud, man.
You know, it is what it is. I still do.
You do you, boo-boo.
Yep.
It seems to be a very weird cast for us. We've talked about poo and video games so far, and that's it. We haven't done any political satire or current events.
No, I mean, some of the early stuff used to be about this either. We would just talk about MCOC for a while, and then I'd get complaints going, you guys aren't talking about anything but your stupid fucking video games. And we're like, well, yeah, because that's where we met. That's how we used to talk to each other all the time, was over video games. Gotcha. And then just kind of built from there. I mean, like, what in current events, I think the one thing that kind of both got a rise out of us was the Popeye's chicken story.
Oh, my fucking God.
The old lady that got body slammed. Like, right now, if we were more, like, we had more funds or whatever, I would add in the noise she made when she hit the ground. Because I only heard that noise from a South Park when Cartman jumped off the roof and went, yeah, and hit the ground. That's the only other time I've ever heard that noise like that. And, like, it scared the shit out of me that, you know, 250-pound black man just body slams that old lady. And you hear,
yeah, man. What that is, that's bone snapping and skull thumping off pavement.
Yeah. Just crazy. But yeah, the argument is, since she did decide to call everybody working behind that counter a bunch of, using ER and shit, does that equate to being body slammed in the parking lot by a fucking, probably what looks like a pro football player? No.
Correct.
To me, it does not. It's ghetto as that situation was, and you watch that video, that motherfucker is ghetto as shit in that video. It's fucking smack me. Fucking smack me. And then just fuck. And like, apparently, so between the time between that video and where it ends, and then when the next one she gets body slammed is seconds.
Yeah.
She had, like, at that point, then walked out, and it's like, I think it said, like, 9 or 10 seconds later, she, like, walked out, and he just followed her out.
Yep.
And went,
like, I'm actually kind of surprised that other people didn't wind up getting an accessory charge on that.
For not doing anything, or for... No, I think it's pretty clear from the video that he's the only one really doing anything, and no one like was egging. No, like no one touched her afterwards. Really, they kind of like asked her if she was okay. Besides that one dude who probably has it on World Star right now, like her face. Yeah. I was disappointed in the whole thing a little bit, but like fuck.
She's going to wind up fucking owning herself Popeye's chickens, because that's going to cost them a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But then again, like, so as much as I like eating at Popeye's and shit, I know I'm not going to ever walk into another Popeye's. I will go through the drive-thru. I'm not going to go walk in, because people getting stabbed, people getting shot, people getting body slammed.
Yeah, all life is precious unless it interferes with my chicken sandwich.
Goddamn right. It's $3.49, motherfucker. This shit's good.
Stupid.
I ain't getting body slammed over some chicken sandwiches. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, actually, it was probably a few days ago. I'm sitting there going, you know what? I don't know what I want to eat. And I was like, you know what sounds good right now? It has like an emotional attachment to me from when I was a child. Popeye's red beans and rice. And like 3-piece of chicken. That right there, that's some good memories. That's some happy moments. Just the food itself. Nothing really attached to it other than the food itself was when, like, good stuff happened. This was, like, a treat, right? So I'm like, you know what? That sounds fucking amazing right now. I'm feeling good. I'm going to go get me some red beans and rice. I might just get a large red beans and rice and eat that, maybe 2 pieces of chicken. That sounds fantastic. Probably cost me, like, $5. Sounds good. I fucking drive up to the Popeyes. That line was long as shit. So where this Popeyes is, there's an LA Fitness that's probably a good, I don't know, football field or two away. These motherfuckers is in line past the LA Fitness.
Oh, my God.
I was like, shit. Nope. We're going to go somewhere else. I got me some El Pollo Loco. It's like, nope. I still ate chicken. But yeah.
See, me and my antagonistic self at that point would just kind of wants to test everyone's commitment to their sandwiches. Like, I want to take a paintball gun and just start paintballing people's cars and see who starts chasing me.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, no, no. Yeah, no. That, you don't do that in California.
Yeah, but I would.
that's you get a terrorist charge for that shit. That's what that sounds like out here. fucking, you got people starting to assume because their back hurts from the sheer shock of being shot up with a
paintball gun. I wouldn't be surprised. Fuck.
Dude, I've seen people get in car accidents where somebody tapped the bumper of the car in front of them, and then the person in the car that got hit gets out and is kind of like, so what the hell? And then the car that hit them, like, the person gets out and is like, oh, my neck. Oh, God. Like,
yeah.
You hit them. And it was a tap. How dare you fucking try to act like you're in pain right now because you tapped them. Fuck you.
I've seen all kinds of shit like that. Fucking internet frauds and or not internet frauds. Insurance frauds. Yeah, everyone's fucking too happy, man.
Just fucking stupid.
In Russia?
Oh, I can go to Subway. It's in Russia.
No. I was going to say in Russia news, a man was pulled from a river with a backpack filled with sawed-off arms. Further investigation of the river, another bag was found with other human remains. And this guy apparently was in charge of writing books about severed appendages. And Russia isn't sure if the things are related.
Oh, and they're influencing our elections in our country and shit, and they can't.
I was like, man, I love Russia. I love Russia.
Oh. Am I hungry right now? What time is it where you're at? It's 10 o'clock. Figure out what time it is for me. So what, 3 hours? Are you 2 hours or 3 hours? I think you're 3 hours.
It's 8 o'clock for you right now.
Is it really 8? Yes, it is. It's exactly 8 o'clock. I'm wondering, should I go get Chinese food right now? Do I really want to be talking to you while I'm trying to get food?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
As long as you got the speaker on, that'd be a good idea.
No, I got you still in my headphones. I'm not doing that shit. Do I want to walk in somewhere to eat? Do I want to get fast food? Do I want to get? I'm not getting Chinese food. I don't know how long that shit's been sitting there, and they look mad as fuck right now. I looked in there, and they were like crossing their arms and shit, going, "Why the fuck are you still
here? Goddamn people come in. No people come in.
It's bullshit. I got white boy and his adopted children in here trying to fucking eat all my goddamn.
You sound racist as fuck right now.
And do I care? No, I don't. If I was saying it to an Asian person, then yes, I'd be racist.
Wait, so I can say whatever I want as long as it's not to a black person?
Oh, no, that's not true. You know that's not true. You know that I was also obviously lying just now. That there's no fucking way I could just sit there and go ho 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 and not expect to get in trouble. Yeah, no. It's like that fucking video that you posted up in the group thing, sending the black guy that's in whiteface. He's like, well, that's racist. Well, how is that racist? I'm black. See, that right there is ignorance. That's some fucking ignorant ass bullshit. Just because you're black doesn't
mean. Well, actually, what everyone was saying is that no, he was not offensive. It was the white girl who was offensive.
Some of them were saying that they're both offensive, but the white girl was more.
Because
offensive.
The black guy was the minority, perpetrating the majority.
Yeah, like which that doesn't make that's still stupid to me.
Yeah.
I think that's still stupid. It was what he was doing is the same thing as what the fuck.
And I rest my case. I rest my case.
It's just dumb.
I rest my case.
I think it's just dumb. No, you don't, because the whole point of that damn video was just going, I'm Elizabeth Warren.
No, that wasn't like, the whole point of the video.
Just no. The whole
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. She wanted to play the whole cancel culture shit about how she's Elizabeth Warren, too. And is it okay if you're going to be okay with somebody who's pretending to be a native when they're not getting the college, should we still vote for them? If you're going to say what I'm doing is bad, are you going to still say what she was doing was not equally as bad, if not worse?
And which, by the way, that also brings me up to another thing, is see, that was another minority group who had a specific college application. Old conversation.
Well, because natives. Well, I mean, yeah, I even brought it up in that conversation. I said, unless you're a native or you're a child of a naval fucking captain or some shit on some boat, there wasn't a lot of options for you. But yeah, I just like I to me it was that her that whole video was a false equivalency of what, just because she pretended to be a native to get into college, do I think that's right? No. Am I going to completely not vote for her if she's the nominee? No, just because of that one fucking thing?
Oh, you dirty fucking liberal.
Here's the thing. Like, you're going to tell me her doing that is somehow morally equivalent to not to just ignoring what Trump has done and still does.
So what you're saying is, as long as no one else is talking about grabbing by the pussy, that's okay?
No, what I'm saying is, because grabbing by the pussy, that's still wrong. That's still egregiously wrong. And I'm not going to sit there and say that what Elizabeth Warren did isn't wrong. I'm saying, yes, that's wrong. But compared to, I don't know, embezzlement, what else? We got this Ukraine thing going. We've got, obviously, he's still running his fucking real estate business. Besides being a complete incompetent asshole, you're going to tell me that that's because Elizabeth Warren lied on an application one time years ago, that's, you know, just as morbidly abhorrent as everything that Trump does and is still doing.
No, but if everyone's going to be taking the high road, they should be fucking taking someone like her.
Part of the problem with liberals and Republicans is that as liberals, we kind of do this to ourselves, in which if you are not completely 100% morally pure in some way, we have to fucking get rid of you. For some whatever reason, even though everything 98% of what you're saying is what we agree with, but that one fucking 2%, 0.2% is makes you, we have to cancel you now. And then the right will just, so see, look, ha ha ha, will use that same tactic against us rather than against themselves, which we do it to ourselves. They just do it to us.
Yeah.
And it just, it causes problems for, that's one of my issues when it comes to liberals or the Democratic Party in itself, is that if you are not 100,000% morally pure and you have to say all this weird liberal shit, the moment that you don't, if you're somewhat moderate in a way, oh God, how dare you?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, so the whole fucking, the wife and I were talking about this as far as Republican, left wing, right wing, liberal, all that shit. I was like, you know, Pat considers me to be a conservative by nature, but I really don't think that I am. It's like, I'm kind of a fucking hybrid. I mean, because I think we should have guns, but I also think we should have laws that we enforce rather than just adding fucking new ones on. I think every woman should have a choice in their own body, but I also think there should be limitations. Like, if you're one of the women that's running around getting fucking knocked up every 2 weeks and like, oh, well, cancel that one. You know, I don't think that should be a fucking thing. You know, just shit like that, to where it's on both sides of the fence. I don't think I'm really one way or the other way, but it's interesting to hear and listen to all this fucking garbage just spew out of everyone's fucking face. And the idea that someone is going to be morally pure when they're in their 30s and 40s, give me a fucking break. Give me a fuck.
No one's going to be morally pure at any age, besides you know,
children. And even fucked up shit happened to them.
Yeah. So what it ends up being is that I think everyone in and of themselves, unless they want to, but I think the only disqualifier for this one for me is people that are on the extremely far left or the extremely far right for this. I think the majority, that 85% of people, 90% of people, whatever, are in the middle. It's just that when the questions come up, and it's the questions always, are you Democrat or Republican? Are you a liberal or conservative? They generally go towards the one that they skew towards the one that they are more of, not necessarily moderate. They just, since you only have the two options, you just go, I'm conservative. So that means when you say that, you are now lumped in with the rest of the bunch. If I say, I'm a Democrat, I'm now lumped in with Beto O'Rourke and everyone else. No, I don't agree with Beto O'Rourke whatsoever.
Yep.
No, that guy's crazy.
Beto?
He's a little nuts. But
do you know the dude's a fucking felon?
A little too much.
Yeah, the
dude. I did not know he's a felon.
He's a fucking felon. He ran over a child with a fucking car. He was a felon for fucking fraud. He's a real fucking winner.
Wow, I did not know that. Yeah, I'd see, but once again, I wouldn't vote for him. And he won Texas. He beat Ted Cruz. So, yeah. He beat Ted Cruz handily. He has some, to me, he has some decent ideas. This thing is that, well, during the campaign, he decided he was going to go super far to left. He wanted to be left of people that did not, we didn't know that there was a left too, in a sense. And he just went, nope, I'm going to take this place. Bah! And I'm going to drag the rest of the party with me through this shit. And then that's, I think, an issue for Democrats. Because Republicans, it's you don't necessarily have to do that for the most part. Or at least it's been that way. Besides the Tea Party thing that kind of tried to drag the party that direction, it's been very much cult of personality, where it's Trump just has to say, hey, look, it's going to be great. Hey, what's your health care plan?
Yeah.
A good one. When you ask that to a Democratic candidate or what have you, it's what's your plan? Okay, it's this. We're going to put this much money out of here. We're going to cut military spending. We got to do this. If one of them just said, oh, it's going to be a good one, they get raked over
the fucking
coals. Fucking
Trump is like, amount of implementing certain laws and regulations, he's not.
Well, that's every.
I know,
president
but everyone.
That shit.
But every. I'm not saying Trump is fucking king of the crop. I still am absolutely baffled that we put a fucking businessman who is a reality TV show as our president. I mean, I'm.
I mean, I say businessman is a very relative.
He's got more money than me.
True, but he did start off with that $1 million loan from daddy. And has, dude, he has a fucking casino that went bankrupt in Vegas. They told him he could not, you are so fucked up, you can't have a casino here. Yeah. Vegas. You can have your hotel, but you're not putting a fucking casino here. We saw what the fuck happened in Atlanta, you're not doing it here. Or Atlanta
I'm not
City,
surprised.
You're not doing it here. So, if Vegas doesn't trust you, I don't know.
I mean, some of his tactics, they're I've watched his autobiography before he became a president, and it was interesting. Like, did you know that if he was driving investors and shit around to a site or whatnot for a real estate property or a building or something like that, even if construction hadn't begun yet, what he would go and do is rent a shit ton of fucking heavy equipment and dig up the site a little bit and then just park the equipment there and leave it sit. Without anyone fucking working, he'd just hire like five dudes to go play in the dirt for a couple of hours and make it look like shit got started and rolling, you know, involved. I know, but I mean,
shit.
At the end of the day, he'd still land the fucking deal, you know?
That it's still fucking under false pretenses that shit was getting done. Is it clever? Sure. Is it completely dishonest?
Yes. Fair enough.
You know, the problem is we elected this man president, and he's doing the same shit.
The Nothing's only thing, changed. Though, that you got to give him credit for is, I mean, he's doing what he said he was going to fucking do. Yeah,
no,
he
he's
did.
Not.
I mean, maybe not.
Did he lock up
enough.
Hillary Clinton? Is the wall built? Is Mexico paying for anything when it comes
he did
to
put
some
up
sort
a wall,
of border security?
But unfortunately, it's pretty easy with... It's still
parts of a wall, and
it's pretty easy.
Parts out of
it's
it.
Pretty easy with a Dremel to get through, apparently.
Just anything you can buy.
See what
at a
happens when you
store.
Get your shit built in Mexico. Just saying.
Yeah, that's what. Here's the funny thing: is he's like, this is going to be the most impenetrable wall ever built. They're going to see it from space. It's going to be great. Aliens can't fucking take this thing down. Some asshole can go to Ace Hardware, spend $20, and just go, meh, and it's down. And then he goes out and says, oh, hey, they're cutting down the wall. He's like, you can cut about anything. Nothing is impenetrable. Yeah. What the fuck is that? If I say a billion goddamn things like Notre Dame is in this, if something sticks to the wall, then sure, I'm right. That one fucking time. But that's what we're dealing with. You can say, oh, yeah, he's doing the things he said he's going to get done. But if he just says a billion goddamn things and some of them stick.
He did.
Then sure, he gets
he did do
he gets
the one
thing
three presidents now have talked about doing that no one else has done. He got the troops out of Iraq. I might just say it's all shady as shit, but he got the troops out. The bad part is he's supposed to be sending more troops back over. But yeah.
Yeah, you know. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, more.
I don't necessarily agree with the way he even went about that. I think we already covered that. I think that's pretty fucked. But
yeah, we did. It was extremely fucked up. Here's another thing is I know when he first got elected, I know even Chappelle said this when he first got elected, in which he decided to kind of walk back, which was, you know, I just hope he's successful. But because if he's successful, we're successful, which is not true. Because the things that he wanted to get done would mean that the rest of the country isn't successful if he's successful in the things he wants to get done. So you can always say, yes, he's doing things. He's getting stuff done. But look at the quality of those things that are getting done and see how that impacts us. And it's bad. It's very bad. Very, very bad. So if we go off success on, oh, he got these many laws passed or is able to do these things, a percentage of things that he said he wanted to do, well, what is the content that he's getting done? What is the content of those things? And that shit's scary. If he had a fucking 35% success rate on those things, that'd be fucking frightening. And I'm sure one of those things would be the goddamn purge.
Fair enough.
So, you know, which I still think is possible. It's still there. He might just decide just before the impeachment trial starts, I'm starting the purge. Y'all fuck yourselves.
My wife and I were actually just talking about that earlier today. No, it was an idea that I came up with on a podcast of ours not that long ago about all the whites go out and take care of all the white problems that are in our country. All the blacks go out and take care of all the black problems in our country. Meet back in the middle with who's left standing.
Pseudo purge.
It's a little genocidal, but I think it'll work.
Super genocidal, but okay. Little Izzard say, hey, as long as it's your own people, we don't mind. It's just when you do it next door, then, you know, we won't stand for that after a few years. Sorry, Eddie, I know you don't listen to this, but sorry. The stuff's just that good. We'll do the cantina bit next.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised at some point in time if we had some kind of a purge.
I just, you know, it just depends. It really does. Like, if we get rid of him before he can decide to do that, I don't know. If he actually gets impeached, who knows?
I think he's still barking up the wrong tree, man. I really think that there's still a strong probability that kind of shit will still happen.
I don't think so. If we get a Democratic president, there would be no way one of them says, oh, we're going to start a purge. I don't think that's possible. I just don't. I can see where you would think that if it was Hillary, because that's your thoughts on Hillary Clinton, but I don't see that happening. Not with like people like Cory.
You don't see that happen with shit like the fucking Antifa people and all that jazz still going on?
No.
Really?
No, I don't see that happening.
Okay, what about counter to that? What happens if they decide to try and implement some take our guns?
I don't see a Democrat doing that either. There's too much business in that to do that. I remember Beto O'Rourke, that's why I was like, he's too far left because that's what he wants to do. I do not see any Democratic president in the candidates that we have now deciding that they're actually going to do that. There's no way that would even pass. Did he pass a takeaway or guns, or did he pass assault? What was it?
It was assault rifle and magazine capacity.
It was a magazine capacity, but that's it. It wasn't, I'm going to go by and take your weapons. We're not but taking away handguns.
The shit was labeled illegal in states that it got passed them. Such as California chose to follow that law to the tilt. That's why you guys still have a hard time getting any kind of weapons with that kind of capacity.
I mean, okay. I don't see it ever getting that far to take our guns, though. I don't see it that far as people going rounding up weapons. It that doesn't work. One, it doesn't fucking work. And two, it's just no. You know, should there be more stringent laws on certain aspects of things? Then yes. Like, we both agree on background checks need to be done. that I like if that happens, I see there's going to be a lot less of a problem.
See, the thing is, though, is that the fucking background checks that they currently do, the shits, the fucking department does, that determines that is so fucking backlogged. I mean, I'm just kind of surprised they don't have Eastern Indian people already trying to process that shit.
Right, they're not hiring out fucking other companies to handle that shit. That's the other thing, is it's funding that needs to go into these departments to handle that shit to be able to fucking take care of it, but what ends up happening? You defund that department, yeah. Nothing gets done. And then again, to me personally, that there are so many other things that we need to be working on rather than gun control, especially right now. I mean, yes, gun control is extremely important. But, like, there's other things we can do to that indirectly fix that problem that we could be taking care of. A big one for me is always infrastructure and education. You fix those two things. You start fixing those things. You give us another New Deal situation. You start putting people to work doing that shit. You start fucking rebuilding the roads, bridges, everything. The dams. Stuff gets fucking fixed. You start giving better equal education across the board. Things start getting fixed. You start putting it in so the next few generations are more educated. They're better off. Things get better.
Yeah.
That's the only way to really start having long-lasting fixes to problems. But thing is, the politicians that we have now, for the most part, don't want to do those things, or they can't decide on exactly how it needs to get done, rather than just
no. Everyone just wants the fucking quick fix. They all just want a quick fix.
There's no such thing as a quick fix.
I mean, let's say hypothetically they passed a law tomorrow that said everybody had to turn in their shit, and there's going to be no guns ever. You know, no more guns. Fucking just UK that shit. No more guns. Good luck. Why don't we just ban things like cocaine? I mean, you know, we should make.
Well, that's the funny thing is that there's a lot of people saying now it should be all drugs should be completely decriminalized. Fucking yeah. Portugal this shit.
I personally agree.
Which I don't necessarily agree with. I don't necessarily agree with that one. It doesn't solve a lot of problems in a certain case.
Yeah, but
yes.
Okay. So if you have the argument that it's okay for a woman to have an abortion because it's her body, her choice, why is it any different? Or if it's your or my choice to get completely fucked up on alcohol, how is that not our choice? As long as we are not physically fucking hurting somebody in the process of whatever it is that we're doing. Now, if you get behind a car and you're fucking drunk, or you're strung out on PCP, or you break into somebody's house, by all means, throw the fucking book at them. I even went genocidal with it. Like, yeah, third strike, you get a bullet in the head. You're done. Fuck you. You can't learn your lesson. You're done. But
I mean, that part's a little much, but yes, I
but
I
as
agree.
Far as the, you know, oh, cocaine or ecstasy, you know, fuck, let them do it. Let them fucking do it.
Like, my thing is not necessarily, like, cocaine might be on that list, but when it's like PCP, fucking meth. That
let
them
fucking
the shit out of me.
Dude, just think of the fucking generations of gene pools you will clear out. Yeah. It would be a cleansing in and of itself. It will take care of itself. You will let all the mice collect the poison, ingest it, and they'll all fucking die off, and just lanes will be opening up on the highway for you.
I mean, as much as nice as that might sound, I still will go back to if we put the right money and the right do the right education policies, then that stuff kind of fixes itself.
Sure, so.
You know, it's that really is, like, as bad as it sounds, as much as I don't want to make it the miracle cure-all, it is unbelievably astounding, the studies that have been done where the people, where there's proper education, the right money, the right things, how much that affects everything else.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's just astonishing that we don't put the right, or we decide to still try to teach creationism in schools. That drives
still
me
try to
nuts.
Teach what in schools?
Creationism. That the way the Bible story in biology class, essentially. Instead of having, you know, naturally all the theories that we have, so, you know, we evolved from this and this and, you know, the evolution and everything. We go to, 7 days and the snap of the fingers, and there you are, Billy. We got Popeye's chicken, you know, and fucking elephants and spacecraft, and there you go. Rather than what actually.
Well, I mean, everyone's got entitled to their own belief structure. I mean, I'm also a firm believer in that. I don't give a shit if you worship the fucking Satanic Temple or fucking Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or you go to a Baptist college. I don't care.
Yeah, fuck you.
I mean, I really don't care. If you have religious constraints or beliefs, and by God, you believe there's a man sitting up on top of a throne in a fluffy cloud and all of your dead relatives are up there, fuck, more power to you. I mean...
Like, that's cool, but I shouldn't be making that the deciding factor on things. You know, that shouldn't be... like, there used to be a time where these things actually commingled. That it was... When scientists would look at things, they would try to... It was figuring out how God did the thing. And that wasn't blasphemy in of itself. It is, how did that work? How did this thing work? And it was in almost in pursuit of finding God itself, rather than it being counterintuitive or, you know, on different sides of... It used to be the two sides of the same coin rather than opposing views. And somehow, some way, it started splitting. It became to this thing, it's science versus religion, and it's ridiculous to me. Not that I'm sitting there thinking that every discovery is getting closer to discovery of God itself.
But I don't think that's ever going to be discovered.
I agree, because this is something that my favorite teacher of all time basically said. It was one of those, every single time we come to a point in science or what have you, humans get so far and then we get stuck. Then we get stuck for a little while and then we get past that problem. We figure out how to get the square peg into the round hole, essentially. We figure out to shave the sides, or we figure out a way to get through that thing. And then we answer that problem and then we figure out there's a shit more ton of things on the other side of that problem. It's like the atom. We figure out the atom and they're like, cool. And then we figured out to do all this cool shit about when we figured out the atom. Then we found out we can go deeper into the atom. Yep. And then we're like, oh, shit. And then we figured out we can go even deeper than that. So humans, we do that constantly with everything.
Yeah, just look at math of when you and I first were in school, or at least when I was in school, it was 2 + 2 = 4. Now my kid's bringing home fucking paperwork. 2 + 2 = 1¾. What?
Yeah. To the X minus seven. Like, what the fuck pi. Is
this? They don't even teach the kids useful information. It's like they're trying to prepare them for pre-college at like fifth and sixth grade. It's just astronomically stupid. And
I was actually having this conversation with David a few nights ago about this same issue, that, you know, things that I was taught are not things that once you get out into the real world is useful. It's you know, I should be taught in fucking high school. In elementary school and things, how to balance, not just balance my checkbook, but how to, you know, create financial literacy is, you know, amazingly important. And it's not something.
Yeah. So my senior math class, granted, there were other math classes. It was the, you know, algebra and the fucking trig and all that shit. There for smart people. I was not one of them. But my senior math class was basic math, and literally what it was it took you through the stock market, balancing your checkbook, deciding your tire size on your vehicle, and going through sockets and wrenches and the sizes that they meant.
Oops, sorry.
And that was my senior math class, was factual, useful information, as opposed to, you know, I don't know, even fucking doing division. It seems fucking retarded. It's like, why? It just...
Hey, I don't even know when I actually used exactly. Division. That's my recently. Point.
I mean, if your aspirations in life are to be a fucking rocket scientist, then yeah, by all means, you probably need all the goddamn math you can get your hands on. But if that's not what you want to do, I don't think it should be a part of the core curriculum. I think you need to learn history. I think it's very important that you learn not only your country's history, but other countries' history. Because the only way to fucking change the past or change the future is to know what the fuck we've done differently and, you know, done in the past. That's the only fucking way to do it.
And not to sit in the bullshit that we actually got, but like the actual, what the fuck actually happened. Because the history that you're learning in high school and elementary school is wildly different than the history that you learn in college. It could be the same exact fucking subject, but it's completely fucking different.
And then you also,
I can tell you that from like, yeah, from actual firsthand experience.
I also, that video that I sent you, I don't even know if I sent you the video, but there was a college professor, I think University of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I remember you did send me that. I didn't.
So basically this African-American or black college professor at the state university was preaching up and down about white hate. You know, fuck whitey, fuck whites, fuck science. They're all stupid. I know best. And allowing hate speech from black towards whites to be just publicly broadcast. I don't think that in a classroom setting, what you choose to do outside of the classroom, you know, if you want to protest and do your shit, fuck, whatever. But I don't think inside of an educational platform, but especially as educators itself, it's appropriate for you to be downloading your fucked up manifesto onto brains, even at a college level. I think it's irrational. Yeah, I think it's unprofessional.
I'm not defending that at all whatsoever. Maybe in that scenario, though, just maybe it's out of context. Maybe it's, hey, this is something that, you know, to automatic, just to try to challenge preconceived notions. Maybe that's what that was. I have no idea. I didn't even listen to the whole fucking thing. I don't know.
Okay. Yes, he does constantly do that kind of shit, because I listened to five different for like a 6 month period. One of the arguments was space isn't real. Space is a white man's concept because only white people have been there. Denying the fact that there's ever been a black astronaut, which I think there's been at least two or three.
But when that
got brought up, well, he's an Uncle Tom. That's still the white man's space printed into that pristine black man's mind and warped his sense of perception.
No. It's like a reverse
Uncle Ruckus. That's exactly what this fucking dude sounded like.
Oh my god. See, no, I can't stand behind any of that shit. I can't. I can't even try to defend. Not that I'm going to defend him ever, but I can't even try to give an explanation of maybe it's this. No.
Oh,
it's he's just an idiot.
He's a complete fucking idiot.
He's just an asshole.
And
he's just an asshole. It's like,
and everyone is
fucking people.
Everyone is so fucking scared now to stand up to people who open their mouth and say, dude, you're a fucking moron, take a seat, to not infringe, you know, on their belief structure. Like, the college won't even do anything about this fucking professor. Like, the college is like,
I think
can you imagine just for a moment? It was a white guy out there talking about the Holocaust, not even against blacks, but the Holocaust never happened. That's just a figment of the greedy Jews' imaginations.
Wouldn't last a second. I don't think it would last a second. No. I honestly don't think it lasts a second. If it did, the response would be that it's something to try to challenge your core beliefs, which is what I was taught growing up, that college is supposed to be. It's supposed to break you down. It's supposed to challenge all your preconceived notions, all your beliefs, everything, and it's supposed to reshape you into a better human being. Because of all these different ideas, all these different aspects, all this, you're going to get a bunch of different people, different things, culture, new experiences.
I will wholeheartedly agree with that thought process. I think it's, I don't even know if I want to.
College isn't that way anymore. College isn't that way anymore. But see, I'll stop right there. It's not.
I don't know if necessarily if I want to agree with that. Because what happens if white, black, brown, yellow, who gives a fuck? If you were brought up in a good home with good ideologies by a mother and father who taught you right from wrong, and it gave you a good moral compass, religion or otherwise, gave you a good moral compass, don't kill a motherfucker, don't touch his wife, that's his bike, you know, good moral compass. Right. And now you're going to go there and have all of that shit torn down and questioned, and then whatever psychological bullshit comes up out of that. I mean, that seems almost like
it's supposed to be the best ideas always win. So if you were raised in all that, and then you come back and you go to college, it's supposed to, when you are broken down and rebuilt, it's supposed to be with better arguments for why the good things are good. Why those, all those beliefs and all those things, the moral, all that stuff that you grew up with, why that is good. Now you have a better reason other than it's because my mom said so, or because of what God said, or blah, blah, blah. It's just supposed to be restructuring it so you have better logical, critical thinking arguments, you know, better critical thinking skills, better better speaking skills, other than like tonight I have none. But
it almost, those things, it almost seems like more like kids that go to fucking college. I don't know. I'm even running into this, like hearing stories from my wife about, you know, she's teaching high school students up and coming and whatnot at her teaching job. And none of these kids have the concept of when something is due. Like they always expect a handout. They always expect an exception. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I have this going on, or I have that going on, or I can't be there for what the fuck? I guess you failed, because that's what's going on. Of course, if you don't show up for work, you're fired. It just, yeah. I don't know. This fucking snowflake millennial, my voice is louder than everybody else's. I have my rights.
You realize you're a millennial too.
No, I'm fucking not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm the tail end of Generation X, motherfucker. You're a millennial. Yep. Yes, I am.
No, you're not. I know I'm a millennial.
I'm tail end of Gen X.
No, you're not.